Log Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us here at Alternative Talk Radio. I'm Susie Pabor, and I'll be your host this evening, along with my lovely co-host, medium and intuitive, Adela Levine. Tonight, we are opening up the call lines for questions you may have regarding your life path, as well as those of you who yearn to communicate with your loved ones who've crossed to the other side where, as Adela puts it, they are by our sides when we need them especially. And we're able to help them too, as well as them help us in different ways, and we will be learning about that during the show. And Adela will also be sharing insight on how this all works and how you can learn to tune into these skills and have this help you in your life as well, in your everyday life. So without further ado, let's bring on the lovely Adela to the show. Hey, Adela.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, so good. Good to see you. I'm so excited again to see how Spirit's going to bring things magical into people's lives and through you and your sensitivities and help people and open people's minds to know how that there's more than what we learn in school, isn't there?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, we had to take a little break, and I'll actually talk about that tonight, about different things that, different shifts that we all go through, and what is going on right now with the veil, and why people might be feeling a little more plummeted, a little beat up more than usual, and why there might be even more deaths going on than usual. That's something we'll talk about. But I think it was good to take a breather, and there's the holidays and all kinds of stuff, and then to kind of regroup, and happy to be back.
Yes, it's so great, and we've got so many people on the caller line, and that is because there are so many people that have issues that they want to understand. We talked about that, you know, we put that in the description of the show, how it's not only understanding relationships that we're in and situations that we're in, but situations we've been in the past, on this lifetime, even on this lifetime, and why we're going through things now and difficult, challenging things. We were just talking about that, weren't we? We were like, okay, what's the lesson here?
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, lots of challenges. So, so Adela is going to be helping to guide everybody through on the questions that they have, as well as those that have crossed over, and to make that connection again. You know, I saw a picture that was so touching today on the internet, and it was a picture of a couple people sitting on a bench in the clouds, and they said, too bad there's not visiting hours in heaven. And that's what I think you do.
Right.
And I just love that so much.
That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly the people kind of always think that those who've passed on are looking to talk to you because there's, like, last things they want to say or there's unresolved things. But it's more about they want to help and they want to connect and they just want to be seen. They just want to be people to know that they're around.
Yes.
And it would be frustrating for you if you were invisible and someone kept wondering where you were and you kept trying to let someone know where you were. So, you know, if you look at it like technology, just because you don't see the person, and let's say the person just trying to send you a frequency, kind of like a hotspot, like internet hotspots.
Yeah.
And you just need to tap into the hotspot in order to make the connection. And for most people, it's just hard to realize those hotspots are there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think technology is actually helping people understand how this works a little better. But that's important for people to know. And for tonight, I feel like there's a few things that have been coming up I've noticed that we can talk about. Is one, it has been a lot of people coming, wondering what's going on. They're feeling there's a shift and there's things happening in their life that's challenging them. Things are just not working out anymore, and they're wondering why, or people are feeling like their sight's opening up and they don't understand it. So there's a definite shift going on.
That's happening more and more, isn't it?
It's happening more and more, yeah. I'm getting more people coming in saying, and I'm getting people that people don't normally think come to me. I'm getting therapists and law enforcement and lawyers and people that we tend to think, oh, they, you know, think this stuff is like, oh, this is not my thing. They're actually knowing there's something changing.
They're starting to open their minds, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they're just feeling a shift, and they're feeling that the things that used to work in their life aren't really working the same. And there's also been a slew of a lot of deaths lately, and people have been, whether they're animals or loved ones in their life, and people have been asking me what's going on. Why does it seem to be happening a lot?
What is that?
Well, for the deaths, this is my answer. And just so everybody know, this does not replace at all the fact that your person who has passed is gone and you want them here physically. And it doesn't help you feel probably any less sad or missing them, but it may help you understand the cycle of life and the cycle of life that is happening right now. And what's happening is the shift that I talked about earlier, that the veil is thinning and thinning, the veil meaning the kind of the curtain between this world and the next is starting to get less and less of a curtain and more of a see-through glass.
Wow, why do you think that is?
The world is, it's been kind of working on that way. In other words, we were going to have to break into a higher conscious. People think that the, quote, end of the world is going to come through physical things, you know, fires and this and that and maybe even wars. It's not really what the end of the world is really meaning, the end of the world as we know it, meaning that we only see things operating in a physical plane, this plane, but we're starting more and more to realize there's other dimensions. Even scientists are, like, coming out more and more saying, yeah, there is wormholes that lead to somewhere. We're starting to realize there is a matter called dark matter that we don't know why, or and don't quote me on it because I won't say that I'm the quote for all this, but I'm paraphrasing, but basically it's quantum physics is starting to pop up more and more as something not just in theory, and people are starting to take notice of quantum physics. And quantum physics, to me, is really how I see the other side. It's just another dimension. It's another form of life. There was a guy who wrote a book, I don't know, it's been circling around a lot, who was a neurosurgeon who got sick and didn't believe in any of this stuff, and he was in a coma, and he had a certain kind of disease that there was no way he should have any consciousness. He knew this as the person who works on people, that there's no way he should have had any dream state. And he changed his whole view after he learned the other side and telepathic, that it's telepathic. And he wrote a book and changed his whole. And there's more people like that happening than it is just spiritualists, because we need the people, most people don't, would count the least to deliver this message.
Yeah.
And that's because people are starting to wake up and realize, and because of that,
and think that they're more credible people, so
they're more
listen.
Credible. Yeah, that's why we all need to kind of come together. We don't need to kind of divide ourselves saying we're the spiritualists, they're the scientists, because really science and spirituality used to be working together, and I think we're coming back to understanding they're not so separate. Now with death that's happening right now is I've been told, because I asked, because I was kind of going, before people were coming to me, I was like, okay, there's something going on here. You know, there is something to be said during the holidays. A lot of people get sad and, you know, like people who are dying let go, and people who feel sad do things to themselves. But it's also we need people to work across the veil to help this shift to happen, as we do need people on this plane. So some people are being released of their duties. You know, okay, you've done what you needed to do. You know, now we need you to cross the veil and kind of help those on the other side to kind of help with the merging of the world.
Yes, and can you kind of explain to our listeners what are some examples and ways that people, once they've crossed, how we're mm-hmm. able to energetically or whatever it is, help people down here?
When people cross, one of the ways that they help, or the ways that they let you know they're around, is through signs. And signs are those things that you think are consequence. Oh, this is weird. This, like, happened. This song came on right when I was thinking of my mother. I was just thinking about this certain thing, and I just walked up and saw it, like, at the supermarket. I was just, you know, talking to someone about this movie. It was my dad's favorite movie, and I turned on the TV, and the movie's playing. Those are signs from the other side. And once they give you the signs, they're trying to go, okay, can you let me know that you're getting my signs, my signals? And if you say, hey, Dad, thanks, that's a good one about the movie, they're like, awesome, you're getting my signs. Now I want to help you. The way it kind of works is this. If somebody, people think that it's some kind of mysterious thing about the signs, what it really is that let's say your dad wants to let you know, and he puts that movie on. He knows that movie's going to play on, you know, Sunday night at this time, and he knows, because there's no time on the other side, he knows you're going to turn the TV on, and you're going to turn it on to that movie. And so he tries to whisper his name in your ear before you do it.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's kind of like, let's say you had video cameras, and you could watch everything before people are about to do something.
And so do they influence your thoughts so that you'll turn
thoughts.
It on?
No, they're able to do that. That gets a little more advanced. Mm. Once you start noticing their signs, they'll do that more. But they might know you're actually going to turn the TV on, and right before you're turning it on, they're like, Dad, 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 Dad.
Oh,
and you're like,
Dad.
I'm thinking about my dad. It's so weird. Think about my dad.
Oh.
Turn the TV on, and you're like, whoa, that's so weird. I was just thinking about my dad, and you think it's some kind of magic power he had, but really it's just it's like time travel. He knew that movie was going to come on at the time you were going to turn it on, so he's like, okay, that movie reminds them of me. Then as it gets more advanced and you're going, okay, Dad, I know that was you, and you start developing this rapport of, like, I get your signs,
mm-hmm.
then it can get to, like, turn the TV on and you listen. But most people don't listen to those things.
To the signs, huh?
You don't listen to someone trying to tell you to do something. You might hear those voices telling you, not literally hear voices, but you might hear this, feel an impression or a pull.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should turn the TV on.
Ah.
Because something is telling me to. Like, I feel like some reason I'm supposed to do this.
Ah.
If you listen to it, you're going to develop that rapport a lot more. And then they get excited, the rapport is happening, and then they're like, you know what, I'm trying to help you with, like, that new job, and I'm trying to give you a warning about it, you know, maybe not take it, or make sure you don't, you know, you do this. And then they will turn energy, but mostly it's like, let's say you want to buy a house, they might whisper in the realtor's ear, they might whisper in the, you know, the buyer's ear.
Mostly whispers in their mind.
And turn their energy and try to, like, let's mm-hmm. say someone's real angry, they try to push positive energy and make the person soften up a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. So
a lot of times they definitely can help a lot more from the other side.
ask, though, because not that they won't help you anyway, but if you ask, you'll make it much quicker.
Okay.
Because then you're working together.
Makes
and
sense.
You're showing faith.
And it's a good,
yeah.
It's a great, great tip. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, and as well, like you mentioned, that there are things that we can do to carry on something, wishes that they would like us to handle down here, that we can, in a physical manner, help them as well. There was issues maybe they crossed with that you say they still can deal with on the other side, right?
Yeah, you know, let's say that, you know, I've had a lot of people come in and their parent wants to apologize for not being like the best parent or something, and the person's like, well, you know, I've forgiven them a long time ago, I'm over it. Like, well, it actually helps them to grow. If they can get this off and express this to you, then they release it, and they feel like they're actually kind of helping heal you. Even though they, you think you've handled it and you're fine, they know there's a part of you that still feels unvalid, like you haven't been,
it hasn't been remedied.
Validated.
Yeah, validated.
And so they want to validate you. Okay, you're right. I was this person, so let me give you that.
Sure.
Let me release. But it also helps them because they healed that and they can grow.
Helps them heal too.
Right. So a lot of times people say, well, I don't need them to say that. You know, I already. Well, they want to say it and they need to say it because it helps them to grow.
As we should help them as
right.
well.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a two-way street, and in the sense that in order for you, if you want to talk to someone who's passed, you know, you got to also give them a chance to, you know, express the things that they want to express, so that they can grow, and then it actually will help you, and then you can express the things you want to express, and then both of you actually grow, just like here. So let's say you had a fight with someone here, and you guys go off and have a conversation about it. Both of you are going to grow, and both of you are going to heal from having a conversation about it.
So as far as conversation, if somebody is not able to get a reading from you right away or something,
right.
they can just converse
exactly.
to them about
they
just
hear
talk
you
to
fine.
Them.
They
yeah.
hear you fine. My job is to get you to hear them. They hear you fine.
Right.
So they're like, yeah, I heard that. Because they hear your thoughts, they feel your thoughts, they feel your energy. They don't need someone to convey anything from you.
So we become extremely psychic when we cross. We don't have to take a gazillion classes.
No, because, well, it's true. I mean, in the whole idea of psychic, to be honest, is just the idea of learning to talk in a nonverbal way and learning to use a sense that we tend to poo-poo and go, oh, well, whatever, that's just a feeling, that doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
You know, what means something is that I touch this fire and it burns my finger. That means something. But the fact that I have a feeling that this person is not right for me, well, that's not real. But
yeah.
The funny thing is that a little food for thought, love, people are chases the number one question that people want in readings, and they chase after it like there's no tomorrow. How do you prove that's more real?
Love.
It's a feeling.
That's right.
It's a feeling. So you feel that's pretty damn real. If you're in love with someone and you want that person and you want them more than anything and they've just broken your heart, why are you going to tell me? I'm sure you wouldn't like it if I said, well, it's not real. Okay, so...
Yeah.
I think you should just let it go because we're just talking love here. It's like, you know, love is the number one thing that it probably feels the most real to people.
Yeah.
And the thing that most people can, if they don't believe in anything, if they don't believe in any of this, they'll believe in love. But the truth is that's kind of where it all is anyway.
Right. That's what keeps us connected, right?
It keeps us connected. It's what keeps us striving. It's what makes us want. Really, it's the life force that to everything, and it's the one thing that no genius or anybody can really get a handle on is what love is, because it is the magic power, and it's where we all come from. It's the source that drives us to do all kinds of, like, amazing and crazy things, and so it's one of the most powerful energies there is, but we tend to not believe in life after death, which is kind of funny because that's just an energy.
Yeah, they think when our bodies die, that's it. I kind of give this scenario to people. If I cut off a chunk of my hair and I throw it on the ground and I point to that hair on the ground, I say, that's not me. That's not me. That piece of hair is not me. It's this consciousness that's me. But it is still, even though, like, I've seen your readings firsthand right in front of my face all the time, it just still is, and just like it is to many people, it's so hard to fathom how our consciousness continues. It's an energy, but how we see it, people, and we're going to get to the callers in just a second.
Well,
here.
A real quick way that is, like I said, technology is helping. If you are talking on your cell phone and you're talking to someone and their voice is coming out of the phone, if you go back 100 years and you told people that you were going to be talking on something that wasn't connected to anything and that you could put it in your pocket and you could take it anywhere and you can even look at them on the screen, they would say you were crazy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and those are that
so
energy is traveling in the air. So.
But more importantly is our conscious has grown to believe that this is something that can actually be fathomable, and because we've seen it, we believe it. But the truth is we don't really understand how it works. The average person doesn't know how a cell phone works. The average person doesn't know how the computer works. The average person doesn't know how the Internet
works.
But we know, we believe that when you turn it on, you're going to get Internet. We know it's connecting to something. So technology is actually starting to show us what this is really about. And so we do know scientifically energy never dissipates. It just turns into a different form. It never goes away. The science, that's the one thing they'll agree on, of course, is that nothing ever disappears. It just turns into a different form of energy.
So are you saying like part of the properties of the energy of our mind, such as our personality, it's a certain mix of properties that keep our personality once it leaves our muscle,
well,
our brain?
Well, it depends if you think your brain is being operated. If your spirit, if who you are is only coming from your brain, or if you believe there's another energy force that is keeping your body alive. So what's interesting is the movie Avatar was very, very popular. And I don't know if you saw the movie Avatar, but the movie Avatar was about a guy who lived in another place, another part of the world, went and used an avatar body and projected his thoughts and his emotions into the body to go into another plane. What was that about? That was really about what I'm talking about. That was about consciousness, and that was about the idea that we can travel into different worlds, into and they found a way to use a physical body. What happened at the end of the movie, so those of you who didn't see it, so I'm sorry, but at the end of the movie, he transfers, because he's crippled, his complete consciousness into the new avatar body and became a new way of consciousness.
That's a great example.
And so the only reason why people can accept that is because he was transferred into a physical body.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, well, I get that because he's got a new body. Mm-hmm. But they had. But if we showed it, let's say he wasn't a physical body, he was just existing without physical,
without
just
vocal
energy.
Cords, without, right, a body.
But,
exactly.
But that whole movie she talks about, she's like, look, at this is the tree of our souls, our ancestors that speak to us. What is she talking about? She's talking about the other side, right?
Yes.
She's saying they all exist here with us, and we listen to them, and we converse with them. And the cord that came off of her head, hair, attached to his cord, that's the cords we talk about where we have cords attached to each other, where we connect. All those movies are this stuff. It's just they give it to the public in a way that can swallow it.
Right. Oh, that's a great example.
That's why I love those movies, because I don't down them, because I feel like they help people try to expand their minds a little bit.
Yeah.
And everyone responded to that movie. Why? Because they want to live in something about it seems kind of rings true, and something about it feels like familiar. Like, oh, wait, maybe there was a time where we all kind of connected and where we worked one in unison and where we were one with the earth. You know, maybe there was a time where our spirits connect, you know, where we did kind of believe that our ancestors were still with us, you know. You know, people
before we were told it's not true,
right?
Not possible.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
so
that was great. That was great, Adela.
So your
thank
body's
you so
your
much.
Avatar.
That, hey. Let me write that down. Wait. All right. Well, I see you're getting your pen and pad of paper, so we look like we're ready for.
I'm taking your cues. I can see you're getting your.
I was going to write that great thing down.
Okay.
All right. Well, we've got a huge list in the call line here, so we're going to go ahead and jump right away.
Before, though, real quick to interrupt you, sorry, just a little bit of rules. So for the readings, just remember, everybody, that these are taste readings, so we're not spending a long time on them. If you're calling in for an intuitive reading, specify and say, I would like intuitive reading and I would like it about. So,
and the difference between your intuitive readings and
intuitive
your
reading is about you, things that are basically what people call psychic reading, but it's about you, things you're going through, if it's work, love, tangible situations. It could even be like things aren't working out, I'm not so quite sure in my life. Medium readings are specifically talking to those who have passed on. So if you're going to get an intuitive reading, say, I would like an intuitive reading, I would like it to be about, boom. If you're getting a medium reading, say, I would like a medium reading, I want to talk to my father, or I want to talk to my grandfather on my father's side. Be specific, because I can get an awful lot of people, and I don't want to waste time going through your whole family line. I just want to grab the person.
Which is different than when you're in an in-person reading. It's just that we're trying to get through.
Yeah, and I've actually kind of laxed on that because I realize I get confirmations anyway.
Okay.
So I make sure I get confirmations how they pass and different things anyway to make sure we know I'm not just generalizing the reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it's giving people more time to talk rather than having to sort through so many people.
Makes sense. All righty. Well, okay, is everybody ready? We are going to go to our first caller here in the 631 area code. Just a moment, please.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. I would like an intuitive reading about love, please. My love life.
Your love life, okay. Now, the way I get love is that it's kind of on an energy level, so it could be like I could see you could be with someone and I can see a split, or I could see you split someone and still see you connected. With you, I actually see almost kind of like tentacles, like there's somebody there. They feel not completely like as connect, like, you know, not completely connected, but there's someone kind of like almost like your tentacles are going out to. There's some connection too, almost like I see it almost like to the side. Are you seeing somebody, dating somebody?
Well, it's funny. I like somebody for 2 years, but I don't know if they feel the same way about me. And I'm trying to, like,
so your tentacles
get them into my life. And it's like I'm almost ready to give up.
Okay. And it's a male, you said?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you are saying that you have feelings for him, and you want to know if they're... You haven't expressed anything.
I have.
And you feel like he's not responding. Is that what you're asking? You want to know how he feels.
Well, he said he doesn't, but then he's always around. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
He just won't let me into his life. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. Should I move on? There's other people who like me. I don't know.
My feeling with him, it's kind of like, when somebody wants you as kind of like you're a warm and soft cushion, you make him feel good. It's like I definitely don't feel he's just somebody who, you know, thinks like non-existent of you. Like, in other words, I feel like you're important to him. But it feels like he's putting you kind of on like in a whole box. And it also feels like it's love, but I don't know if it's the in love that you want, like the passion love. It's kind of more like you're meaning a lot to him, like a best friend and everything, and he cares a lot about you. But it doesn't feel like the passionate type of love that you want. So I feel like right when I see him, it's like he's putting you on hold. And I actually feel like it's kind of almost selfish reasons, like he's waiting to see. Almost like when someone kind of makes you prove yourself too much to them. So my feeling for him, it's fine. For you, it feels kind of painful and like too many hoops to jump through for somebody.
Yeah.
So as far as, you know, like I just feel that I don't trust it. You know what I mean? I kind of feel like it's somebody who's like, well, maybe this, and it's always going to change. The excuse will always change. The thing he expects of you will always change. And so at the end of the day, you're just kind of left there feeling like you never get anywhere. And it
yeah,
just
you're right.
There's
another person, Matt, who likes me. Oh, I should have said the first name, whatever. Sorry. And I'm going on dates. Do you see anything with anybody else?
I feel that this is how I believe. If you let cut the cord, so to speak, you know, those little cords that I talked about, you got to cut them. You got to say, you know what, I love you as a friend and I appreciate that, but I can't attach any more intimate feelings to you. And you got to push them off to the side, and then you make room for someone else. So definitely there's someone else. But you're never going to get to that person if you keep putting energy into this guy. It's just not, you're going to block yourself. It's like cock blocking, not to sound crass, sorry. It's like you're blocking yourself if you keep putting your energy towards this guy. But does that mean that there's nobody else? Absolutely not. Definitely see somebody else, and I see someone else who's a much softer person, like in other words, a much more loving person, a much more open person, and doesn't take all this work. But and for some reason, I see him really into literature and books, and he's just more almost, he's kind of romantic, but not in a, I want to say in an intellectual way. This guy, I just feel like if you keep continuing with this guy, it'll block you from really what you want. So you have to kind of, remember, you got to take...
Is he a nice person? Is he cute at all, or...?
People always ask that. I love it. I would not guide you to somebody if you're not going to be attracted to them. Are you kidding? It's not. I don't believe in settling. You see what I mean?
Okay.
I don't believe in drawing people to people just to fill in the gap. I believe in true connection, and true connection is everything that floats your boat. You understand? So, of course, it's attractive to you. It's just that... You got to understand.
Do you know how old he is? Or age range? That's the last question. Sorry.
Yeah. If you get into all that, then let me tell you something. You're gonna look for things that will just mess you up. You got to go on energy. You understand? You got to have some kind of faith. You have to have some kind of belief. You can't go, okay, does he fit all of these things? Like you have like a checklist. You got to let the magic happen. What happened to magic? You got to push this guy aside, and you got to trust that he's not the end-all, be-all. Stop acting like if you let him go, no one else is going to come in because you're blocking.
And sometimes I feel like that. I don't know.
Yeah. You got to let him go, and you got to have some faith, and you got to stop making him feel like your value wraps up all in what he thinks about you because he's enjoying it.
You think so?
Well, yeah, it's a control, it's a power thing. You know, people like having that kind of power over someone, even if they don't want to admit it. It's not like he's diabolically planning it, you know. It's unconscious. But, yeah, of course. So you have to let it go, and if you let it go, then you can make room for the person coming in.
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing. That really is something that, I'm sure everybody can relate to, and that is we want to make something fit. We wish something would work, even if it's not the right thing. And that thing about blocking the energy.
Right. Well,
very interesting.
Right. The thing about love, I am really adamant about. Love is like what we talked about earlier. You cannot rain love. Like, you can't lasso it. It's the moon. It's big. It's bigger than life. But so you have you, and you have the person, you have love. They all three operate on their own heartbeat. You can't control it. What I can see is what's going on in the path of that present moment. So with her, I could see in this present moment in time, she's putting all her energy into someone who's not putting his energy into her and is kind of enjoying, you know, it's that thing where he wants his cake and eat it too. Oh, worship me and enjoy and love me, but I'll just put you on the side because I just, you know, I'm enjoying this, and I'm not going to put any energy into it. So what that does is he's standing in her way, his energy.
Yeah.
So if you push the energy to the side, then you can allow the energy of you can allow the other person to come in. If, this is how it is, the person that's right for you, you're not going to recognize them. They could walk right by you 10 times and you wouldn't even see them because you're too busy looking at that other person.
Ah.
Right? So if you don't grow into your skin and go, you know what, I value myself, I'm not going to let this person do me, that guy that I described for her, he's looking for someone who values herself, who's going to, you know, be feisty. She's like a feisty person who's strong, and is going to be like, listen, this is what I want. And he's like, ooh, I like that. You know, he's looking for that, somebody who knows what they want. So how will he find her if she's not truly in her own skin?
Right.
Everything's connected. What your work, your love, everything is connected because you can't, people want to categorize, oh, my love life is good, but my work life is bad. No, that's probably never usually true. Because if you're unhappy at work, you're not being true to yourself, then how can you be a true person at home?
Mm.
You know how many times if someone's like, I hate my job and it's starting to affect my love, my, you know, my wife's starting to notice that I'm moping and I'm unhappy.
Sure.
You know, so it's all connected. So you have to, people look for love to rejuvenate them and refresh them and give them hope for everything else. It doesn't work that way. That's how relationships get drained.
You have to prep yourself first to be ready for that relationship.
Right,
huh?
Right, because that's how relationships get drained. Somebody doesn't want to step in and be your generator.
Right.
They want to walk side by side with you. They want to say, okay, wow, you really value yourself. You're really going for things for yourself. You have like a focus. That's what I want to do too. Let's do it together.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, oh, you're really unhappy at work and everything, but you love me, so you're just going to suck off of my energy.
Yes.
And I can't last too long like that. And then you wonder why the person's starting to get, like, tired of you.
And it's in a give and a take, not just a give.
Right.
A give. Yeah.
Right. So what I was saying is in long readings, I can explain to people the energy of the person. I can even describe how they're going to meet. I can even describe... I can see how you're going to know the person by the energy, like, oh, you're going to know because they're going to come up and they're going to say this sort of thing and it's going to wow you. But I always tell people, don't get caught up in, do they look like this? Are they this old? Because then how do you know that doesn't mess you up? It influences you.
Right.
What if he looks 40 to me, but that's my perception because I'm looking at him that way, my psychic, you know, perception. What if he's actually 45 and you're like, well, you said 40, so,
yeah.
And you're like, didn't give the guy a chance. I'm not going to mess you up like that.
Yeah, it's like people who get to know each other, I guess, on the internet or on the phone.
Right.
They could fall in love with somebody via voice.
Right.
Or texting or typing. Or
right. You want to care more. I care more about what kind of energy they have, what kind of person they are, what they're going to bring to the table, because that you're going to tune into quick. And then later you might go, oh, man, you know what? He is kind of like a little bit like that. And
I think I'm ready to be treated nice.
Right. Right.
What a concept. Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
You have to do the work.
Yes.
To get to that point. Otherwise, you end up repeating. Then you wonder, why am I getting the same guy in a different body over and over and over?
Yes. Yes. Oh, thank you for that so much, Dayla.
Sure.
All right. Well, now we're going to go on, if it's okay with you, and move on over to the 609 area code.
Okay.
Just a moment, please.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I'd like an intuitive reading also about a relationship, please.
What? I can't believe it. Okay. about relationships. Okay. No, that's what we care about. All right, so you heard what I said to the last person. I like to see it on an energy level. So now with you, I actually see someone standing side by side. So I actually see someone standing by your side. I don't see the tentacle thing, but I actually see someone there. And again, for everybody, I don't go on gender. I go on energy. It feels like very masculine energy. Yeah, very masculine energy. Not even a touch of feminine energy, like you like a masculine. So it's a man or a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, is this someone you're actually in a current relationship?
No.
Oh, okay. So you're not looking to talk about someone in you're dating or in a relationship with?
No, I'm looking to see what's going to come into my life. I mean, I go out on dates and everything, but and there's two people I date, but I'm just not interested in them.
Oh, okay. There's only one I see standing by your side. And when I see that, that means they're very interested. So doesn't mean you have to be interested in them. But I didn't see two, and I don't see you alone, in other words. So that's kind of how I go by it. and I didn't see the person kind of far off. So I guess he's more interested in you than you are interested in him. So we can nix him if you're not interested in him, and I'll look and see who I see. The only problem with the person that you're dating, I want to see why you're not interested so I could see what I'm supposed to look for you, is there's something about him that is a little too predictable. I mean, he's a nice guy. There's nothing wrong with the guy, but he's just not. I don't see he has the fire. He's almost like boring. I hate to say it, but
yeah.
The person that I see now, I feel like with you, you've done a lot of work for yourself, and I feel like you've done work on healing your heart. So your work has kind of been on. There's been some pretty bad damage prior. Recently, but you've actually been conscious about it and you've been trying to heal it, which is why the dating is good, because you're trying to give yourself a chance to kind of put yourself out there. Because of that, I see someone coming in, and this is how I get it. It's literally like, it's kind of funny for me. It's kind of like either they're down the block or around the corner. I don't know why. It's symbolic. But I see him coming around the corner. When I see someone coming around the corner, that means he's coming up fast, like in the next few months. So what I feel like, and I feel like what I'm hearing about it is that, yeah, she's done the work. She's ready for it. He's very masculine, almost kind of alpha type of personality. But in the past, you've been with men like that, and they've been too controlling. So don't get scared off because he's not controlling just because he's got a strong kind of intense personality. He actually is a spiritual guy, and you'll see that after a minute. But I see you meeting him. I don't see this being like an internet thing, and I don't see this being a setup thing. I actually see you meeting him organically, like one of those things where you're just kind of out and about. And a lot of times I see it like you're at a party or this or that, but I actually see it kind of like you're out and about, almost like you're doing your errands or you're going to a coffee shop or something. It's something very mundane and boring, and you don't expect to meet anybody. And that's the best way it's going to happen to you, because you need it. You're trying too hard, and you need it to come around and surprise you, for you to kind of believe in it again. And what I see is that he's very strong. He has a lot of masculine energy. In the conversation, this is kind of how you know. And what's weird is I actually see, and I don't always get physical, but I don't know if it's literal or symbolic, but it's almost like his arms are like literally big or something. So he does something kind of very much more like physical job, which is why you kind of shoot him off to like, oh, he's one of those guys. But he's actually a really spiritual guy. And that is what will surprise you, is that he says something that's kind of like cues you in, almost like, you know, well, you know, there's always a reason for everything. And you're like, oh, okay. You know, you don't expect it as a kind of masculine guy. I feel like you need someone like this. You need someone who has that kind of energy but shows the soft side, because you've had strong men, but they've been too controlling. And so he's kind of fits the bill of he can take charge with like you like, but he has a gentleness, you know, and it's not overbearing. So I actually I feel like this is coming. It's just that the only thing you need to do is to make sure you don't shoot people down. Don't judge them. Don't judge people just by the first moment. Use your intuition in your past with relationships. You've been right on people with your gut, but you haven't listened. So try to learn your lesson and listen to your gut.
Great.
That
okay.
Was very
well,
good.
I hope that was
okay.
Good. All right. Be sure to check back in. By the way, thank you so much for sharing that. You can always contact Adela.
Come back. Right.
And that's at her website at
AdelaLevine.com, AdelaLevine. And I'm on Facebook, Adela Levine, and on Twitter, Adela Medium. What's funny about around the corner, a quick little funny story is I did, I have a client that I read for a lot, and she was, you know, and I'm going to keep her anonymous in case she's hearing this, but her situation was very similar where she was seeing someone. It wasn't, you know, why am I seeing this guy, you know. And she had to email me because I was like, look, once you clear this out, I see someone around the corner. And she just, you know, this wasn't right away. She was battling having to let go of this guy for a while. But at one point I saw her, I said, I can see you're ready. You're really ready to let go of this and allow yourself to value yourself and grow, finally. Mm. And so she had to email me because it was funny because he ended up being the way I described. But more importantly, she literally... he like met him, like he literally lived around the corner.
Okay.
Like, so it was kind of funny because I don't always get it. That's not really literal for me.
It was literal and
figurative.
And
I think she thought I was saying, I go, well, I didn't really mean it literal because it's symbolic. Like I see people coming down the street or down a few blocks that tells me time.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the other side there's no time, so it just kind of gives me a gauge of time that I understand in this plane.
Yes.
Like, I can't just see it in a big blank. So
that's great that you're given that.
We all have our language. So once you learn your, quote, psychic language, like how you get messages, then you'll trust it. So some of us, like I'm a movie buff, so I get movies. I'm visual, so I need, like, something like that, like someone walking down the street, And some people are just, you know, I'm also feeling-based, too, but some people just solely get really intricate symbols, you know, so you just have to learn your language.
And sometimes if you don't know exactly how to interpret it, do you just throw it out there in the reading and see if it makes sense to the person?
At the beginning, for me, I don't do that anymore because I've learned my language.
Oh.
But in medium readings, yes, because medium readings are different.
Yes, they
know. Medium readings are a whole different animal. Medium readings, I am literally a messenger. I don't... they still use symbolisms I understand, but sometimes they want me to say something.
That
I have no
know
clue.
About.
Yeah, I've
right.
said things like, you know, bubble on. They're like, what? Oh, my God. Or bubble bath. They're like, I can't believe you said. I don't know why they're freaking out. And then they say, oh, well, that was like, I was taking a bubble bath last night, and I told them, like, to give me a sign today. You know, things just pop into me, and I just say it. Intuitive readings, it's true, too. But it's a little more like you're kind of sensing it and putting the pieces together. In medium readings, I literally go, I don't know what this means. I hope you know what it means. They're just telling me to say this. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to trust it, not feel like you got to let go of your ego.
Right.
And not care if you're, you know, don't worry about the way you look or if you're right or you're wrong.
Right. Could you imagine if every doctor didn't think that they could heal somebody, they said forget
That's
about it?
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that one.
Oh, good. I finally can give you something to use.
I'm
going to
use
great.
That one in my class.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, great. That's so wonderful. I keep saying that's so wonderful because it is. Oh, right. Okay.
Sorry, drinking water.
Oh, yeah. Give you a break for some water there. And we have somebody now on the 505 area code that's been waiting patiently. Thank you so much. Just a moment.
Yes, good evening.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you. I want a reading, an intuitive reading on relationships.
Oh, relationships, okay. Relationships. Mm-hmm. Is there more than one going
relationship,
on?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm teasing you. I'm teasing.
Oh, we're learning a little more about you, huh?
No, I'm teasing you. Okay, I got to bring some levity in it. Okay, let's see what's going on. Huh, it's actually the first thing I felt when I first heard your voice. For some reason, it feels like something really heavy. So I don't know if this is like almost like a loss. So I don't know if you had a loss in a relationship and you're now looking to move forward or if you're because it feels like... I guess the image I get is like, yeah, kind of like disappointment and loss. And I don't really see someone there, and that doesn't always – it could mean you're with someone and I just kind of see you disconnected to them, or it can literally mean there's no one there. Are you in a current relationship?
No. And you're right about the loss.
Was this a breakup or was this a loss, like someone passed? Was it a breakup?
I really don't. It's a breakup. I don't know if he's still around on Earth or not. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay. It just feels so heavy. This person mm-hmm. just seems like they had a lot of dark crap, mm-hmm. like a lot of stuff they put onto you. The good news is I just like to see where you started and where we going. The good news is that you definitely you have done a lot of soul searching about that, and you have a lot of depth to you, a lot of depth. You actually have a very good intuition yourself. That relationship to me kind of killed it for you for a while. Like, in other words, you really doubted your own intuition and senses about people, but I wouldn't, because you really do, just a little bit about that. But that mm-hmm. leads me to the type of person I see for you. Now, you're a type of person that when you connect deeply. So most people, I kind of say you go ahead and date a little bit. I don't see that with you. I actually feel the next type of situation is more of a real, I don't see it being casual. I don't see you doing a bunch of casual things. The next person coming in, this is a true deep connection. So I feel that, I don't know why, but I feel like I'm supposed to tell you, don't feel uncomfortable with that part of yourself. In other words, don't let people convince you that you just got to get out there and date.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
correct.
How you tick.
I'm very intuitive, so I pick up a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, and you can't do internet dating because you're too intuitive. This is what internet dating does. It whacks out your antennas because you're like, mm-hmm. what? You're like saying this, and you're posting these pictures, and you're writing these stuff about yourself, and you're saying these words, but somehow my antennas are feeling like, this is a lie, but I'm confused because of the facade of the internet. So don't
exactly,
do internet dating
because
exactly. it just whacks your whole thing out. So just forget it. You got to tell anybody around you to shut up about telling you to date casually. It's not how you tick. You are a deep, deep person, and you feel deeply, and you connect deeply. So the way I see you meeting someone is very intentionally. Now, I don't mean you go out hunting them down, but I mean you're going to know it a little different than the average person because of your intuition. So I kind of feel like I don't see this very often, but I actually feel like it's you go to an event because it's like an event for something improving your life. It's like not a self-help, but it's, you know, something about self-improvement and connection. And you go to this event, and there's something about you when you wake up that day, you kind of know you're going to meet this person. Now, this is kind of rare for me because I don't really ever see it being told for me to tell somebody that, because usually there's like, you know, you got to get surprised and this, but I don't see that with you. And I feel like when that event comes up and you get a hit on it, go. Like,
mm-hmm.
don't think you're crazy and don't think you're imagining or you're wishful thinking. Because your lesson right now about love is you have to trust that gut. That's your lesson, because you haven't in the past. You've given people a chance and they've just disappointed you. And the reason why is because you were trying to believe in their higher self. You're like, well, I see who they are. My gut knows. I'm not stupid. I'm very intuitive. But I'm believing maybe they can go past that. Now, that is where we get screwed up sometimes with our intuition, because you're believing you can actually see who they can become. Don't do that anymore. Forget that.
Exactly.
It's not your job. You're nobody's mama. You're not anybody's
exactly.
mom, so just forget it. Forget it. What you're going to do
wow.
is when I see you meet this guy, he's fully kind of in trippy. He's like super electrical, you know, like, type person you touch and you just feel that power in them by the handshake, you know, just electrical, like even the vibration in his voice. And so it's not going to be like, I'm not trying to paint a movie picture, you know, like, oh, the lights are going to, you know, but I do feel like it is going to be one of those things that you are going to know by him saying hello, there's something about his energy. And because
mm-hmm.
you're in a surrounding and you're at an event that's open to those things, you can say that to him, and he's not going to think you're a weirdo, you know. And that's the only way it will work for you. So I see this happening on a time frame. This is January, this is coming for you. This is even quicker than around the corner. For some reason, this is kind of awesome. When people do the work, it comes fast. So I see like March, and when I see time, that means it's already happened, because somehow I get blocked from when you find out the news, because you have to have some surprises, you know, and they block me. But it's like the end of March is when I see you kind of calling people, and you're shocked that you met this person, and you're not even sure. You're like, I don't know, is this really, like, it's weird. You should be sure in that moment, but you still doubt your intuition because you've been burned. So I would just trust yourself. That's the only thing you need to do. Don't go do anything. Don't go doing the internet. Don't do any weird things. Just trust your, work on your gut. And when you see that event pop up, which it's going to pop up, like on your computer, or someone's going to send you an invite, and you feel a gut feeling, you'll probably forget this conversation, which is the best way. I like it, because then you'll later go, oh, what? You know. So when you see it pop up, then you say, you know what, something about that, I need to go. I don't know why, but I was feeling I'm going to meet somewhere. I know it sounds, don't tell anybody, just keep it to yourself. But that's your lesson. Your lesson is to trust your gut and stop being people's mothers.
Okay? Well, that's putting it in.
There you go. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you
phenomenal.
So much, darling. Thank you so much.
Oh, blessings to you. And you can always shoot an email to Adela when that happens. And oh, you're a darling.
Thanks
thank
so much.
You so
have
much
a great
for sharing.
Day.
You
okay,
too, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Yeah, I just got the chills on her.
I did too, and I'm not psychic.
Yeah, well, the chills are for everybody. The chills are letting you know it's like you're going down the right road, you're saying the right thing. I sometimes see sparks, you know, blue sparks, white sparks, it's sparks of energy around the person. They're like little, like, guides, you know, little angels. Or to me,
you mean that's what you see?
Yeah, sometimes I'll see that when I'm reading a person in person, I'll see sparks around them, and it's like, oh, we like what you're saying, keep saying it, you're telling them the right thing. And so then chills work really well, too, to kind of let you know, yeah, you're guiding them the right way. It's just energy. It's like kind of like, it's going to sound stupid, but it's kind of like Tinkerbell going, ding, you're saying the right
thing. Okay, I'll go for
okay.
Tinkerbell.
You know what? I've been watching a lot of Disney movies. I have a little voice.
That's
so.
Right.
Excuse me, everybody.
We can tell your mommy.
I've been in Disneyland.
Yeah,
but it
like
is the
know.
Chills is electrical current energy, kind of tapping onto you to let you know you're being guided the right way.
Oh,
and
that's
it.
What they say about confirmation chills.
Right,
that's what that is.
Confirmation chills. Yeah, it's not coming from nowhere. It's electrical currents, kind of, you know, just being kind of bing on top of your head and letting you know. And you know, just to say with her again. Remember, you know, it's somebody who did the work and intuition, when it comes to intuition and love, intuition comes from the same place your heart comes from. The heart wants what it wants. So sometimes we know, yeah, this person isn't right, but we're like, I don't care because I like them and I like her and my heart wants what it wants. So we go against our gut and we kind of beat ourselves up afterwards because we go, I knew it. I knew it about that person. And then we start questioning the world. Oh, why? What's wrong with the world? Or what's wrong with people? You know, why do they always disappoint me? It's like, well, the truth is you kind of wanted what you wanted and you dived in that pool because even though you didn't feel it was right, because we are not taught as children to trust our boundaries and to trust our gut. We're taught to go against it, you know. So, like, if a child's like, I don't like that adult, we go, that's impolite. You must say hi to them. Instead of like, sorry, they don't like you. There's something about them that they don't feel comfortable with you. Sorry, I'm not going to force them to like you. We think that's called rude. So instead of just good boundaries, person, child knows who they are. If they're manipulating you, children can do that. Manipulate and go, I don't like them. I don't want to go to school. Okay, so they've learned the trick. We know the difference. But what happens is we don't get taught to trust our intuition, so we go against it. And what's really important, I want to say this before the next call, is that what happened with her and happens to a lot of very intuitive people is you could look at someone and you see what's going on with them, but you go, you know what, I don't really care because I can see who they can become, so I will love them, and they will become that person.
Oh,
that's a trap,
too, because that's not your job.
Right.
They have to go through their own journey and their own path.
Yes.
And you're not their mother, and you're not their teacher, and you're not their fixer. So if you see that flag,
right,
turn around.
Exactly. Check in and see how it's really feeling.
If you're
and be
going,
honest.
This is who they can become. This is not who they are. But who they are now is kind of mean, and they're, you know, they don't pay their bills, and they're disorganized, and they treat me bad, but I know I could help them be better. No, that's who they are right this moment.
Right.
Accept who they are. Doesn't make them evil. Doesn't make them horrible. It's just where they are. That's okay.
Yeah.
People are allowed to be in all sorts of places. You don't have to be mad about it.
Yeah.
But you could just say, this doesn't, you know, work for me.
And also, when you go through enough experiences, where you are just yearning for something that actually feels good.
Right.
And, actually, my I call him my husband not on paper. Took me a while to find him, but I actually started my own dating service.
Right. Oh, gosh.
I was very descriptive.
And that's a great story. Tell that story.
I just, you know, I had just about had enough, you know, and, you know, there's always wonderful things in relationships, but when you find that it's just tearing you down and breaking your spirit,
mm-hmm.
that's what I look for.
Right.
Are they building my spirit or breaking my spirit?
Right.
And not are they fun, not are they cute, not are, wow, they can do these things that make me, you know, there's goodness in everything, or else you wouldn't get together with it in the first place. But that's the whole picture there. And I basically just got darn tired of it, and I created a dating service at meetup.com. And there's a plug.
Everybody, there you go.
And, you know, the honest thing about it, I won't give the full title, but it was basically, it's spiritual was
spiritual
in the name.
Spiritual connection, basically.
Yeah.
Like a spiritual match.com.
And I said this is not about religion.
Right.
This is about people who love to care about people, who love to put a smile on people's faces, who love to smile, who are supportive, love to volunteer, la, 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 la.
Right.
All those things. And I actually, in a week, I got 360 members.
What?
Yes. 360. That's how desperate people are to really make a soulful
connection.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not about, are you only if you're good looking,
right.
only if
it's
you're
awful.
In your 20s. Yeah, so it was really amazing. And then I started off the first one as a full moon walk up in the hills there, guided full moon walk.
Oh, my gosh.
It was amazing.
Come on, that's
and
romantic.
And there were a ton of people, tons of people. Well, there were just a ton of people there from different groups. And some guy in my group thought it was funny and hid in the bushes. And he jumped out and scared me, and I flew right into my guy's arms.
No way.
Right into his arms, and he caught me,
and
he hasn't let go since.
Oh,
and it took a long time. I've been on a long journey, a lot of relationships. So, it's,
right.
you know, and, you know, I may not have been ready for him earlier on.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm trying to say. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly. And people talk about soulmates and twin souls and all this type of stuff. The truth is that we're living really long, okay? Maybe when we were living to 25, 35, you might find the one person, and that's it. But we're living a long time, and since we're living a long time, we have a lot of lessons to go through.
Yeah.
You know, it's an evolvement. So some people might meet their person at 16 and stay with them forever, but that's not everybody's path. Most people, you have different soulmates at different times in your life that teach you different things, and that will get you where you need to go. And absolutely, you're not going to always be ready for that person. That's what I was saying. If you're looking one way and you're looking over for this type of thing, you may have never have given that other person a time of day
yes.
at another time in your life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And now you don't want to let it go. You
so
realize.
Are you doing that? Are you still doing that? Are you still doing that website?
We did that together for a while, like a mommy and daddy, and then we said, oh, it's enough. It's our turn. But somebody took over.
Well,
and they're,
if you're interested in her restarting it, go ahead and contact
or
her.
Or start a meetup.
Meetup.
I've got to say, you know, start up your own meetup. .com group or or something. It's not like a dating thing. I made it so that it was not uncomfortable, and I met actually a lot of really beautiful
I love
spirits,
that.
Women and men.
You're the exception of when I say internet dating, just so everybody knows. Internet dating, to me, is the typical stats.
Yeah,
thing.
No.
And that doesn't work for people.
No,
thing is most people feel so disconnected, and the most flack that people get as the 20-something-year-olds. And don't give them so much flack, because that poor generation is not being shown how to connect, and they want it. They're really smart, and they're really amazing.
Yeah.
I read for a lot of people that age group, they're going to lead the world. People really don't understand that. But they actually are starving for real connection.
Yeah.
And, you know, Facebook and things like that are not really, you know, doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Give me that look.
I'm giving you the look.
I can
see. It's a smile. That's what that is. That's my smile. All right. She sees me looking at the call queue here, so I'm going to go ahead and grab somebody else. Thank you so much for waiting patiently. I'm sure you're getting a lot out of everything we talk about. It's always about the heart, and we all feel the same, so... All right, so we are going to go on now and move over to the, we've got the three, let's see, we've got a 303 area code next. One moment, please.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Oh,
good.
Goodness. Sorry, your reception is not... Good.
Or maybe the is there computer up
is
or
this
something?
Better?
We can't hear you.
Oh, is this better?
Oh my goodness!
No, I can't hear.
Okay, 303. If you could call back from another phone, or we'll give you a chance to move into another room. Let's see if that helps. You've been waiting for such a long time.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, okay, I'll tell you what, I will look for your phone number, I'm going to write it down here, and if you want to call back on another line, then I will go back to you. Okay, let's go on over to the 904 area code next, just a moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, this is LaShondra,
and
actually I have an intuitive question to ask.
Okay.
It's about this older guy, Kevin. He's 52 and I'm 30. We're both basically going through the same thing, and I'm just wondering what can you pick up with, you know, he and I and a potential relationship.
So you mean you're going through the same thing in your life, right? You guys are experiencing the same thing? Is that what you're saying? The same situation?
He's going through a divorce and me. I'll be going through a divorce soon.
Yeah. You know, I actually feel the first thing I felt about it is that, you know, besides the fact that you guys have a lot of kind of red tape, you know, so to speak, to get through, if you're concerned about him and his feelings, I don't feel like you are, because I don't see any feelings wrapped up in the person he's, you know, wrapping things up with. It's just more about stress and the technical things. It's just about you guys getting through all of the legal stuff, you know what I mean? But as far as emotional, he means it. He means what he wants from you. I feel like a little bit is scared just because of he feels like two things. For obvious reasons, you're younger and there's a little bit of insecurity about that, but I don't really think it's that, like I wanted to check and make sure he's not possessive or too control, you know, get too jealous, and I don't see that with him. I feel like with him, he means about going forward. In a weird way, it's almost like, and because I don't think you give him this impression, but it's almost like he gets insecure to make sure you're serious about going forward. So as long as you communicate with him a lot about what you want and what you want to do, it will help, because he might, I just see him a little bit prideful, and he may not tell you this is how he's feeling, but it's almost like I see him sometimes, he like sometimes kind of, not question you, but kind of double checking to make sure you really would want a future with him?
Well, the thing is, we haven't even talked about that. We decided that it would just be something physical between us. So, and it's like he
I don't believe.
Pull away.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't believe from him it's really physical, but I feel like that's what feels safe because he's not sure if you really. It's like he can't believe you would really want anything more. So it's just, it's a defense thing, and I feel that you would have to work out, get rid of all the red tape and work things out, but with him, you have to let him know very clear what your intentions are, because that's what I'm saying. I feel like he's like, oh, you say you would want to be with me, but you probably don't, and he may not be saying that way to you, but in his mind, he's like, I don't know if I really believe she'd really want something real. You know, let's just keep it casual. And she's probably going to change her mind. Men do that sort of thing. Women always want to vilify men like they just want to use you for sex. They use sex sometimes as a way to feel close. So it's the only way he knows how, so it's easy. But I don't believe him. I feel like he actually likes you a lot more than he's letting on, but he doesn't want it. He's afraid to trust it. So he's just like, oh, let's just keep it casual. So you would have to tell him, no, I mean it. I really want something more. And you would have to get serious with him to get this going in another direction.
And that's the reason why I don't really want to, like, rush anything.
Because you don't want to rush anything because why?
I don't know. I don't want it to end as soon as it starts.
Oh, I see. You're saying, like, you don't want to talk about relationship because you're worried you'll scare him off.
Right.
Yeah. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. You're not going to scare him off because I don't believe that's all he wants. I feel like you guys are funny. You guys are both more afraid of it than you both are admitting. In other words, you guys are both having the same fears. So you guys are dancing around each other. You're like, oh, we'll just be casual, we'll be fine. We don't have to talk about that stuff. But you both like each other more than you want to admit. So what you could do is just, like, continue what you're doing, but keep kind of opening the conversation and letting them know how you feel little by little. Because I don't believe he's just using the situation physically. But he's scared. Remember when I was saying at the beginning, I feel like he's scared to trust anything again. So it's easy for him to just go, oh, we're just being physical. Don't worry about it. We don't need to read too much into it. That's a way of being safe and not risking his feelings. So
because
what you need to do.
Why he told me last week, please don't forget about me. And I'm like, why would I forget about it? You know, I'm thinking, why would I forget about him? Why he keeps saying this to me?
Because I'm telling you, he thinks, look, you're a hot, young, hot chick in his mind. Get it? He's a lot older than you. Women forget this. Men have insecurities, too. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, you're probably just sleeping with me because you're going through a divorce and you're going to forget about me. That's what he thinks. You see, you don't realize it, but you actually have more of the power in this situation. You're more the one that is holding the key. You don't think you are, but it is, and that's why he's saying that, because he's like, oh, you're probably going to move on and realize that I'm an old man. I mean, even though he's not an old man, but that's what he's, you know, he's insecure right now. He's just, so that's why I say just you drop hints to him of, like, how much you think you like him or say different things to him that you like about him. You don't have to bombard him, but let him know you like him more than he's, you know, than just what you guys are doing. He will open up because he actually feels the same way. You guys are kind of dancing around each other. You know, you both are feeling the same way, and both of you are afraid to admit it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so just keep doing what you're doing, but add a little more, you know, let him know little by little how you really feel, and he'll reveal the same. That's why he's saying, oh, you're going to forget about me, because he thinks that you're just going to be with him and then you're going to move on to somebody else. He doesn't believe you would really want something with him.
Wow.
That makes sense. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That's helpful to you, huh?
Yeah,
that makes
is.
Sense. Yeah. Don't be chicken. Come on. That's so sweet.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks
You're
so
welcome.
Much for sharing. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah. And, you know, everybody is really... When
yeah,
it's afraid in the new.
I mean, the thing is, one of my favorite things to do is to kind of see what someone's going on inside, and it's usually not matching what they're saying. And most of the times, people will start to think about, oh yeah, they did say this, and they sense it too. They're just not quite sure. Like with her case, she kind of knows something more is there, but
yeah,
she,
like from those things he was saying
right,
to her.
She's like, but I don't understand it because women. I just had said this in a reading today. Women always think that men lead, but men follow women's lead. So when you go on a date, a man's like, so is she looking at me a little more? Does she like me? Does she want me to kiss her? Women give the signals. Mm-hmm. But we've kind of lost a little bit of the art of lure and recognizing our goddess power and our true power. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of been taught a lot by the media that men are the deciders, and it's never been that way. Like, that's where the whole old movies, you drop the little handkerchief and the guy picks it up. She's doing the signal.
You're right.
He's like, oh, here's one. Oh, did I drop that? Oh. And he plays the game along, like, oh, yes,
yes,
you did. And he's like, I got your signal.
Yes.
You know, we're doing a little mating call, a little mating dance.
Yes.
And women are the ones who lead it. And I feel like women have forgotten that, so they are like, well, if he likes me, he'll come after me.
Mm.
Men will, but you got to give them some hints.
Yes.
You got to drop some clues.
Yes.
Because they're kind of more a little bit black and white, and not one sex is better than the other or smarter than the other, just different.
Yes.
So we operate different, so women will analyze things to death. Oh, he said this and this tone and that tone. Like, listen, men are pretty blunt about how they feel. You don't need to analyze it so much.
Yeah.
So with her case, she's feeling and sensing something. So instead of her just saying it and kind of coming up with it, she's waiting for him to.
Yeah.
And he's kind of hinting.
Yes.
Waiting for her to take the lead. Oh, I guess you're going to forget about me. And she is not catching the hint, so she's waiting for her to take the lead and say, oh, no, I think you're wonderful, and I'd love to see you even more. And I
could make it a little easier for
him. He's waiting for what do you want?
Yeah.
You know, but so he's trying to play macho and act like, oh, well, we're just going to sleep together because that's what men do. Oh, you know, nothing's going to affect me. So.
Because of fear, everybody's
afraid.
Yeah,
everybody's
rejection.
Vulnerable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
What did we say at the beginning? Everybody wants love.
Yeah. It reminds me, I started to get a vision, you know, when you said that he has to look macho and put on, you know, they really have a hard time sometimes when men have to play that role when they're just an emotional spirit inside a body. And, you know, the old thing that you remember when you're younger at the clubs and you go and the guys have to walk all the way across the club and ask someone to dance and then their friends look at each other and they say no and they have to walk
all the way back.
So
men have developed a way because male hearts are actually, when a man loves, he loves very deeply.
Mm.
And so men sometimes could take years to recover from that.
Yeah.
If he's given his heart over, it's like, okay, that was no joke. I like loved, so forget about it. I don't think I'm going to love for another 5 years.
Yeah.
So men have developed a way to kind of, if he's not a strong man, he might, you know, make a woman feel insecure in order to feel safe, or oppress the woman in order to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Or men have come up with ways to act like nothing bothers her. I'm like, yeah, I walked over there, but you know what? She turned out to not be that good looking anyway, because he has to save his ego and his pride and his heart. It's not because he's really wanting to bash women, but it's not easy. And women tend to think men are made out of stone. So instead of trying to be nice about it, unless the guy is being, you know, aggressive and terrible, they just kind of figure they could reject them and they just take it.
Yeah.
And after a while, they develop their own, we all develop our own walls and ways of dealing with rejection and pain. And so when we kind of like break it down and get rid of that, that's when you actually can actually connect to somebody, you know.
So be brave and take a chance.
Take a chance, or at least give somebody, you know, throw someone a bone, you know.
Yeah,
give
right.
them a hint, you know.
Make it a little easier.
Yeah.
Throw them a bone.
I wanted to take the minute to remind people that if you want a reading, I can do phone readings. That so if you're not in the LA area, don't worry. And you can get me on my website, ADELALAVINE. I will give you the information on how to book a reading. So if I just shoot you over that, don't feel offended. I don't answer questions via email.
As far as
readings. I keep, you know, the boundaries we talked about, and I have, like, a home life, so I kind of try to keep it all, you know, organized and separate. So so if you
But they can book an appointment through your website.
You can book an appointment, and if you want to try it out for just 15 minutes, that's fine if you're not sure. But also, I do gallery readings, which is our group readings. I'm going to be in the Utah area, if there's anybody in Utah listening, at the Crone's Hollow, doing from actually February 13th to February 18th, and on February 14th, we're doing a special for those who have lost a partner. So if you've lost, you know, a romantic partner for the Valentine's theme, only. This is only for people who've lost their romantic partners.
At the gallery read.
For the 14th. But we're doing two-night events. The second night will be open to all. And then I'm doing private one-on-one readings in Utah. And you could also catch me on Facebook, Adela Levine. If you befriend me, because I don't just friend people, I'm not sure, just write a blurb saying, I heard you on blog, let me know so I know why you're friending me. It would be helpful.
Great. And all those links from Facebook, Twitter, and the Crone's Hollow and all that, they can get all that information if they just go simply straight to your website.
To my website.
Okay.
But a lot of people tend to go to Facebook quite, like, off the bat. I'm really surprised. Or Twitter. But, yeah, you can go to my website, adelalevine.com. And I also have something new I didn't even tell you about that I'm working on. I had met somebody where we're working on the idea of me doing galleries at her place. It's actually like a child play place, and we're going to eventually work on doing classes for parents and children about how to help your child if you feel your child is gifted. And we're just met. It all kind of happened, as everything always happens, you know, organically. And I just met her a few days ago, so I'm trying to work on how we're going to do it, the nights we're going to do it, the days we're going to do it, and that should be in February. So look for that information on my website.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's exciting. Got to get these children prepared for this. New life, that's
right.
New generation of stuff coming up, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of people who want to try to understand, and because it's fragile, and I don't want to get into, like, if you have, you know, things you're concerned about your child, of course you need to go to doctors, but if you kind of have a very strong feeling your child has abilities, then that's why the parent will come, so that the parent can kind of learn some things to look for, or how to work with the child, or even just about bringing in light into your home, how to put light of protection around them. Children are light beings, and what happens is when a child is born, anything negative immediately wants to corrupt the fresh light beings, because if you can corrupt them, then
the world is corrupt.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
So that is why I believe it's really important to learn how to put light. I want to kind of teach people about, be aware of what surroundings you're taking your children in. Be aware of the energy. You know, if the energy feels icky, that it's icky 10 times for them. If the person feels kind of weird around you, don't make your child hang out around them.
Mm-hmm.
Children are very susceptible to picking up people's energy. So it is something to, you know, we're protective about, like, putting on helmets, and we're protective about making sure that, you know, we teach our children about safety, about strangers. Be protective about the energy you allow around your child. Don't let them just watch. And I don't mean being all uptight about, oh, they can't watch this or that, but don't let them watch things that you think is making their energy feel weird.
Yeah.
You know, if you take them to a place and you have an extra sensitive child and they feel a little overwhelmed, pay attention. Don't force it, like they have to go play with people. Maybe they're not built that way. So kind of like learning about that, you know, sensitive children and things like that. So we're working on that.
Fantastic. Wow, I've never heard of anything like that, and that is so needed.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
And that's something I'm going to do in Utah as well eventually.
Ah, that's wonderful. Oh, that's so great.
So I'm excited.
Making a difference in the world. Just love that. Thank you so much for that, Adela. Well, are you ready for another reading here?
Yeah, I think we could do a couple more, and then
okay.
That might be.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. We'll go. Thank you for your generosity. I appreciate it so much,
well,
as does everyone
thank
here.
Thank you for yours. Thank you for taking the time tonight.
Oh, my
she
pleasure.
She does all the tech stuff because I am terrible.
I'm the host, the techie.
Yeah, exactly.
And in an emergency, we call hubby not on paper
in
the other room.
He fell into his arms.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
That's a good
okay.
Story.
Well, it is a great story, and I hope it's inspirational.
It.
You know something? Never, 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 never give up, because there's plans. And you know something?
Yes.
I'll tell you, I really did have to prepare myself so that I could appreciate this to the fullest, too.
Yes.
So being through different relationships, learning and growing, you
right.
know, there's two sides to every story with every relationship.
Right.
Everybody has growing to do, and
right.
Then the universe plops you a present.
Right.
There
exactly.
you go.
Every once in a while.
There you go. So, all right, then we are going to go jump on over now to the 937 area code. Just a moment, please.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi.
And I want to know, well, I might as well keep with the theme of the story.
You there, Sandy?
The relationship.
She's gone.
Oh, no. Sandy.
Do what?
That's weird. Oh, now she's back.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. your voice went away, so we didn't hear you at all.
Did you want an intuitive
sorry.
Or medium reading? That's okay.
I would like to know about relationships, if there's
okay.
one.
So okay. It's our theme tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It is almost
I think
going.
So.
That's good. Okay, so you want to know about relationships. Okay, hold on. Okay, so you've heard what I said about other people, about energy. You know, actually when I tap into you, it just looks, I see you by yourself. So I'm not seeing someone next to you. And I don't see you trying to pull someone in. I mean, someone that you're talking to in. Are you by yourself right now?
Yes, I am. Yeah, there's a guy that I'm talking to, but I'm not sure, you know, what's going on with that.
It doesn't feel strong to me, to be honest. I'm not pulled
okay.
to that. Like, I don't. My feeling is with you. It's almost like the vision I get is almost like you're a flower and you have all your petals in, and so it's almost like you're not really. I know you want to pull this to you, but you're being pretty guarded about it. So it's really just as simple as you kind of letting go and allowing your. It's almost like when I see you in past situations. You were always really good at being the supporter, and you let someone feed your energy, but I don't let you see yourself shine a lot around the other person. So I kind of feel like your lesson is about this next relationship is about you shining. So it's not your job anymore to kind of – you have a very calming energy, a very, like, almost non-judgmental, like you try to understand what someone's going through and give them the space and give them what they need. But what that happens is it almost makes you overlooked. And so I kind of feel like your lesson is that doesn't fly anymore. So you need to be okay about, you know, shining out who you are and shining yourself bright to pull in what you want. So in other words, this next relationship I see you in is more being with somebody who you always will be the person that's kind of supportive and all those things. Of course, that's the core of who you are. But for once, the person wants to hear what you have to say and is interested in the things you're interested in and wants to help kind of push you to do things that you kind of dreamed about, you know, to let you shine. And
yeah,
I think you have
different.
To be comfortable. Yeah, you don't feel comfortable. That's not your comfort zone. That's not where you go to. And so you have to know the reason why it doesn't happen is because the more you give and you support, you're like, oh, so they're supposed to kind of come along and do that for me. Well, no, what happens is they go, oh, that feels awesome. Thank you very much. And they just keep on trekking. So it's your job to kind of not be okay with that. So I feel the more you start realizing you're not okay with it and the more you start pushing out, okay, you know what, I don't want that anymore. I want someone who lets me shine. I want someone who helps me shine. Then you attract that. Because the kind of the person I see you with is somebody who's kind of a bigger than life personality, because that fits you, it kind of complements you, but he doesn't smother you. You know, he doesn't step over you. He actually is like, he might have a bigger than life personality, but he's always talking about how great you are and he's always pushing you forward. So even though you're not going to be 100% there as far as like feeling comfortable letting yourself shine, you're going to be more comfortable letting, you know, being with someone who wants to help you do that. And so I feel like if you can be conscious about that, then it's time for you to meet this person I'm seeing. But you have to put the energy out. And I don't mean you have to go and fish for the person. But let's say you go to the store.
Right.
You can't hide your energy so much. You know, you got to kind of let it out. Let people see you. Let people feel you. If you, you know, are in a party, don't feel like you have to kind of always be the one to, what do you do? And always give out. Let yourself talk about yourself. And so if you work on that, that's kind of like the lightning bolts that kind of draw the person to you. And I feel this is January. I feel like May.
May?
Oh, yeah, May.
Okay.
May, and when I see time, like I said before, it's after it's already happened. So between now, May is when I see you kind of surprised that you, and when I see you meeting him, he is a talker, and he is a bigger than life, but he knows how to see and stop and see you. So he's not a talker and bigger than life and just railroads you. And that's what you notice is different with him. You're like, you know what? I like listening. I'm a good listener. And he's like, I appreciate that, but I'm ready to hear what you have to say. And you're like, oh, what? Someone wants to actually let me
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, that'd be different.
I'm not used to that. And you're like, really? And he's like, yeah, I'm interested. And that will flag you. And with you, I actually see this kind of a date. I don't see this being like a shock or a surprise or you have to meet him at a party. I actually see you, it's almost like a date that you kind of met him casually and you go on a date. This isn't a shockaroo for you. But you need to you need to start shifting it that direction. It's time. It's time for you not to
be
alone.
I think I'm ready. I actually think that I'm heading into that direction.
Yeah,
that
you are.
I've actually stopped letting people run over me, and
that's
I actually speak up and say what I have to say now, instead of, you know, I sit back and they'd say something, and you know, we would have fun and we'd all laugh about it. Now I go back at them. Oh no! Wait a minute. This is, you know, this
there
is how it was. And
but
that's only been within the past few weeks that I've really since probably New Year.
Yeah, so that's
in the new
good.
Year
so
is when
is
I've
why.
Changed.
Right, so this is why I'm seeing it taking some time, and that's why I'm seeing you practice it. That's why I'm saying you need to start doing it more, and it's going to start, and you're going to be like, hey, that's right, I have a voice, I'm going to speak up, and it'll keep growing, and it'll keep growing. Oh, and it's weird, for some reason, I just got this flash of cotton candy. So whatever this date you guys are, wherever you meet, for some reason is around like a fair or Disneyland or something, some way you're meeting him. It's at something that's kind of big like that, and that's how you, I don't know why I got that. But the point is you're totally on the right track. You're heading in the right direction. Keep going. You're growing into your skin, and then that's why you'll be ready for this person.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And the best of luck to you. You stay
thank
strong.
Thank you. I appreciate everything. You
oh,
have a
great,
great day.
You too, sweetheart. Take good care.
Oh, I will. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now. Okay. Well, oh, that's something else, too. Learning how, again, getting that sense of security within yourself. People feel it. They feel it when you're insecure, and they feel it when you're secure.
Yeah, and it's kind of more for her. It's like she's actually been secure enough to support other people and to let them, you know, feed off of her energy, but she hasn't felt comfortable about, like, well, what about my voice? Like, I'm going to speak up, you know, because she's always just kind of fed people energy to, like, have a voice.
Yes.
So then you start to lose your own voice because you're so busy making sure other people are heard.
People pleasing, yeah.
But people will take it, and they'll take it, and they'll take it, and they'll just like, oh, this was awesome meal, thank you, and just walk out the door.
Yeah.
And we kind of always expect, oh, well, if I do that for them, they're going to realize it and turn around and go, thank you. Guess what? They will not.
Yeah.
You
what
have
you
to be
do
the
is,
one to tell them.
That's right.
You know what? I just fed you. Oh, you did? Yeah, I did. And, you know, I don't really feel like you're appreciating it, so I'm kind of done feeding you. See ya. Or, you know what? I need to, you've been talking for like an hour now nonstop, and I haven't said one word. I didn't? Yeah, you didn't. It's kind of rude.
And if they don't take the reference, then it is time to say bye-bye.
Then it's time to say bye-bye. Yeah, because...
Give them a chance, and then...
Give them a chance.
Yeah, right?
You're not just... There's people who feed people, and she's kind of a feeder.
Yes.
And that's great for the relationship where she'll feed that person and he'll just flip it right on back to her.
Until you meet somebody who doesn't take that for granted.
Right.
And then you can, you know, bring that all out. Yeah.
Right, that's what I mean. So this next person, he's a bigger than life. She needs that. She needs kind of a big, like loud, kind of bigger than life person who kind of ruffles her up a little bit. But he doesn't take just from her. He feeds right into her as well.
Nice.
So she might do it a little quieter, but it fits, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I want to say real quick that's really important that people need, that is kind of a good thing that I say a lot in my readings to men and to women. Know who you love and how they love. And the thing that tortures people is if they loved me, they would be running around and getting me flowers every day and singing me songs and writing me poems. Or if that's, you know, you might be the type of person that's a big romantic, and that's fine. But if you're upset because you're with some man who is really practical and rather go and buy you, you know, some stock and make sure your tires were rotated, and he thinks he's really taking care of you and loving you, he's going to get hurt because he's like, you're like, well, that's not love. What do you mean that's not love? That I just took care of you. I just went out of my way, and, well, you don't love me because you didn't do these things. Well, know who you love and how they love, and if it doesn't fit how you love and you don't feel like it's not what you're looking for, like, that's not really how I love. I'm a big romantic. I like things to be really sensual and romantic and this. And, yeah, maybe it's cheesy. I know. I don't care. But that's how I love. And you want someone like that, then fine. If you're someone that's cheesy like that and you think it's adorable that you have this practical person who went and rotated your tires and you're like, oh, look at them. That's just them. Then okay, but don't get upset at somebody because they're not loving the way, it doesn't mean they don't love you, it's just they're not maybe loving you the way you think love's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
So once you start to know the person and how they love, you'll kind of set yourself free from all of the shoulds that
know
the
how
media
they look.
Feed you.
Yeah.
Because that's where I think we don't see each other. And that's in all relationships. That's
mm-hmm.
not just in romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use our own references to
mm-hmm.
judge. Yeah, exactly.
We have our expectation of what we feel love's supposed to look like, and if the person's not giving it, then we get disappointed. So that's not just in romantic, that's in family too.
Mm.
You know, that goes all across the board.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes we have family that isn't, you know, treating us a certain way, and we get mad at them because we're like, well, they're our family and they should. But if that's, they're just a person who was born into the family just like you. It doesn't
and
make
life,
them automatic life, experts on you.
Yeah, and life's experiences may mm. have made them the way they are. And
right.
Yeah, so... Yeah, that's the way
yeah.
I understand.
So save yourself some torture and just kind of go, you know what, this is who they are. This is how they know how to love. You know, our parents are just people who got pregnant, had some kids, and went, I don't know, this is what we're going to do. They're not gods, you know. They don't
yeah.
have all the answers. So that and the other thing was real quick to remember that in the metaphysical world, I know people like to have all the big, grand things that happen, but remember that if you really want to connect to the other side and you really want to connect to your intuition, it's really subtle. So look for more of the subtleties, the signs, the things that seem to keep, you know, every time you wake up, you look at the clock, it says 111 or whatever, the dreams that you have, if you get woken up at every night at 3 a.m., that's magic hour. But the more you recognize these things, the stronger your sight will start to open up, and it's a muscle that you exercise. Oh, which, by the way, I teach classes on how to help hone your abilities as well.
Yes.
And I'm looking into a way to do it remotely, I'm not quite sure. Someone talked to me about it. But I'm just trying to give people something you can do at home. You know, you don't have to connect through a medium or a psychic. You have direct contact to your guides, to your teachers, and to your loved ones yourself. But if you don't, I can't make you believe in something. I can only open you up and guide you to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go on your own journey of belief.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've noticed myself, the more I am paying attention,
mm-hmm.
like you talk about, like coincidences, really bizarre.
No coincidence.
Oh, no coincidences. I don't know how else to explain it.
Signs. Connections.
Yeah, beyond just you knowing that somebody's going to call, just really wild things you can't, it's not something you could stretch. So the more I noticed I've paid attention to it, the more it's happening, and I don't know if that's,
well,
that
what,
means the more it's open.
Well, what happens is the more you pay attention to it, the more it hasn't been happening more, it's always been happening.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
The more you become aware that this world isn't the real world like you think it is, it's really the matrix world, and things are constantly in flux. And not to get too crazy into it, but the cosmos and the universe has a mind and a life of its own. It's a living, breathing entity of its own. The more you connect to it, the more it connects back.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That seems that's what's happening.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in your classes, you give tips and exercises on other.
In classes, I literally take people across the veil. I use music and to raise your vibration, and I push you across the veil so you can connect to your master teachers and to your guides and to sometimes your loved ones pull you back across the veil. We do exercises on reading with each other. So you can, and also when you go across the veil, I'll help you learn how to clean off, because you can't open your sight if you've got all the gook on you, how to raise your vibration,
mm-hmm.
how to push energy. One thing I've been doing new is like how you hold hands and you ping energy into each other's hands and you keep going until it keeps revving and you push it up. because you can't operate off just your own energy. You get tired out. So how to know how to connect your feet into the roots of the ground and pull the energy from the earth and pull the energy from the cosmos so that you're not just operating on your own energy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I read, before I do a reading, I could be tired, and then once I start reading, I get energized, and it's not my energy. It's me opening up and allowing that current to come through me.
Flow through.
Right.
It's kind of like doing energy healing. You let it flow through you. You don't actually send it through yourself.
Right, because you'll tie yourself out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can we grab another call?
One more call.
Okay, let's go on over here. We've got somebody now over here in the 832 area code. Just a moment, please.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I'm going to ask an intuitive reading, I guess, to the same topic as everybody else, I guess, on relationships.
Sure.
To end it with
we'll make it a home run tonight. Awesome. Okay. So what was the last thing you said? Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying just to the same topic.
Okay.
I didn't say anything important.
Now, with you, I actually see someone, but it feels like a struggle. So I didn't see you alone. And I don't know if this is someone that you were with and you're still attached to, but I don't see you alone. Are you in a current relationship?
Not currently. I've been single, I guess, for about 4 or 5 months now.
Mm-hmm. So you're seeing someone, but you don't consider it a relationship? Is that what you're saying?
No. I've been single. I broke up with my ex about 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, okay. This is my hit when people break up with someone. It doesn't always feel like it's over, and I don't feel that with this person. I kind of still see kind of tentacles, kind of a connection. I don't feel like it's strong enough where it's like, oh, you guys are going to run away together or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels
right.
Like there's another round coming up. So in other words, it's masculine energy. Oh, you said boyfriend is male, right? Okay, you said boyfriend. When I see
mm-hmm.
him, he's kind of confused. Like, he's a little bit, like, sometimes he says things to you that are kind of hurtful, like, makes you feel like he's a little cold. But
mm-hmm.
it's almost like a confusion on his part. So I kind of see that he wants, he's thinking about you and he wants to be with you. But it's almost like he wants power, too. It's almost like he wants to make you grovel or something, or you the one to, like, make the relationship pick up again. But I don't feel like it's ended.
Okay, because we haven't had any contact ever since then.
Yeah. I feel that he would respond if you contacted him, but he definitely has a lot of pride an ego. So it's up to
mm-hmm.
you. If you're done with him and you're like, I don't want to be with him, then don't contact him. But it does feel like there is another bout. And if you never contact him again,
mm-hmm.
he's going to find some excuse to contact you because it's just an ego thing with him. So
okay,
like
yeah, I was
going to
ask you that
ego.
If you saw him contacting me.
If you never contact him, if you do any little like, hey, just thinking about you, hey, how you doing, no.
Yeah.
If you
okay.
do any of those little texts or something, no. Because then you fed exactly what he needed. But what
right,
bothers
exactly.
him, he,
right. mm-hmm.
he's one of those guys that kind of has like a radar that as soon as you're done with him and if you start dating someone else, he's like calling you. You know how that happens? Like, where
right,
the hell is
this
person now? He's one of those guys. Because he kind
okay.
of operates, he actually kind of senses it, and he kind of operates on liking you thinking about him. Like, he can feel it.
Right.
People feel things unconsciously, even if they don't know why. But for some reason, he'll get like, I don't know why, but I felt like I wanted to say hi. And you're like, of course you did, because now I'm actually dating somebody. You know, and
right,
it's going to kind of confuse you. If you really want, and most people like women, I say the opposite. You have to lure and all this. But with you, he fits in the category. If you just totally ice him out and you say nothing to him, it will get to him.
Right.
And he will reach out. But if you send little texts like, oh, it's your birthday, I just want to say happy birthday, or hi, how are you doing? You fed him. And he has no, and then you go, great. Then you feel bad because he doesn't contact you back. And he's all happy because he knows you're still pining for him. So if you want this to go another bout, you have to just completely, he's one of those. And the only concern I have about that is that he's, you know, that's the pattern of him. He's a push and pull. He could contact you and you get all into it and you think there's something going on and then he drops away and hurts you again or says, no, I just wanted to say hi. You know, he just wants to feed his own ego. And that's kind of what I mean about another bout. I have a feeling you're going to be dating someone else. He's going to contact you. Then you're going to come to a crossroads, what we call a crossroads. And a crossroads is when you're deciding, should I go this way? Should I try to pursue things with him? Or should I dump this guy? Or should I go with this guy I'm seeing? And that's a really important crossroads because that might turn into where you hit yourself and go, why did I let him do that to me again? So, that looks like that's, if you ice him out, that looks like that will come in like at the end of February.
Okay. Yeah, because I was also curious, because there is another guy trying to pursue me, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, sorry, the music just came on.
That's the last thing. Go for the guy.
Okay.
You.
All right, good luck to
you,
sweetheart.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too, sweetheart. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. We're so, so sorry we couldn't get to all of you. Again, Adela's website is
adelaline.com.
That's it. Adela Levine. And thank you so much for listening. Hopefully everybody's gotten something out of this and from everybody sharing and Adela's great words of wisdom. Thank you so much. God bless you. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.